I know one of my questions is your paper's focused more on like the process of nanoparticles and developing them.
Yep.
And I was wondering if you could speak a little to the application over there, so like the drug delivery and...
Yep. Yeah. So I would say there are, I don't know, off the top of my head, I think, you know, a dozen to the two dozen so applications of nanoparticles and why these big companies make them. Certainly from the money-making perspective, a company like Dow or DuPont that would be producing these particles in large volumes would be, and things that I mentioned earlier, like paints, and so latex paints, and so Dow is very much interested in particles for paint technology. There's a lot of interest in particles and systems such as rheology modifiers, and so we try to figure out, okay, if I have a solution, how can I try and control the flow properties of that solution? So adding additives to it will allow you to do that. So adding particles that may swell, for instance, will maybe allow you to control the rheology of the suspension. And then there's the emerging areas that are coming up that may not be right now in use, but will be in the near future. And then these have to do with the range of things, including drug delivery, for instance, and the idea of actually using nanoparticles as vehicles to deliver therapeutics to the body in localized areas. And this is a really big area because I can probably think of, you know, four or five startup companies, some of them which are quite big now, that are using polymer nanoparticles. They're not always spherical, but polymer, or say polymer nano elements, as drug delivery vehicles to treat a range of illnesses. And one of these companies in particular, I know, has gotten a lot of money because of the processes that they use to make these particles is pretty simple and low cost, and a lot of healthcare, when you start thinking globally, you want to be able to do healthcare at low cost, and using particles as delivery vehicles is a way to somewhat keep costs low, and then also probably enhance the efficiency of the drug by making it or delivering it very locally. So drug delivery is certainly one area that's really big, and there are a lot of players in this field. Imaging is certainly another, so encapsulating imaging agents inside of polymer particles and then delivering them to the body is certainly another application, I would say, that's important. Then there's the area of kind of photonics crystals, so trying to have these particles self-assemble into a structure that interacts with light in any manner that allows you to tune color. I think it's also an emerging field also. And again, coatings beyond paint, I think, is also a field in which people are interested in using nanoparticles. And then clearly using nanoparticles, even soft particles is the ones I'm interested in, and as fillers for composite materials, I think, is also an emerging